There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first. Someone who listens. Someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler is with me again today. We specialize in retirement planning, and we are Heisey Advisory Group. And here at Heisey Advisory Group, we believe your best is yet to come. And we also believe you deserve good information so you can make smart choices about your financial planning. And after more than 25 years of helping families plan for their retirement, it's really become clear to me that I think the financial industry as a whole, Wall Street firms particularly, I think they're all failing American families just like you when it comes to retirement planning. And we're here to help you create your own personal retirement roadmap. We believe you deserve advice based on your best interest, and we believe that you should enjoy your own personal path toward financial security in any economy. You've worked your lives to become financially independent, and you deserve to enjoy the fruits of all those labors. So sit back, take notes. Enjoy the show as we bring you Your Retirement Highway. Of course, you can always reach out to us. The number is 314-328-4400, or you can get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. We've just wrapped up the tax season, and I would say who really doesn't love a surprise? I know a lot of people like surprise birthday parties, some don't, but we all like a surprise gift or things of that nature. But when it comes to the IRS, nobody likes a surprise. It might be maybe if you got a big tax refund, but
that would be a good surprise.
Generally speaking, the surprises are, uh-oh, I owe more than I thought. And quite frankly, I think a lot of you out there found that you probably owed a little bit more tax than you originally planned. And a lot of that was due to the change of the withholding numbers that they used for your paychecks. But what we want to do is we want to talk about how it is different, because the surprise on taxes when you get into retirement becomes a lot different. And you're exposed to a lot of different taxes that maybe you've never seen before in your working years. So to avoid finding some ugly tax surprises as you get into retirement, we want to talk about some different ways that your retirement income actually does get taxed.
Yeah. So, you know, in line with the surprise that you're talking about, this is largely happening. People are getting caught off guard by all of the income taxes that are really new to them. So you enter retirement, and so there are a lot of different components that make up your retirement plan that now all of a sudden are becoming taxable to you that you weren't dealing with during your working years, such as taxes on your Social Security, taxes on your retirement accounts, taxes on your pensions. Maybe it's impacted the cost of your Medicare premium. So the list kind of goes on and on. And as Ken always says, we're very passionate about helping you plan for your retirement because we love to see you enjoy freedom in your retirement. You shouldn't be bogged down by all of these issues, and we want to help you understand them and make sure we're putting the right plans in place to appropriately deal with them. So stay tuned, stick around. We're going to go over a number of different ways that your retirement income is getting taxed and address some ways that we might be able to deal with those.
You know, so we all like to plan for retirement. We like to look at the fun side of it, contemplate maybe the cruises we're going to take, maybe the trips to Europe, maybe it's how many rounds of golf, maybe it's going to special restaurants, taking weekend trips, traveling the world, spending time with the grandkids. You know, we all get that kind of a focus on where we want to go and what we want to have it look like. After all, we've earned it. We've saved for, 30 or 40 years? But the biggest problem is many retirees are not taking into consideration the cumulative impact of both federal and state income taxes on the withdrawals from their nest eggs. And unfortunately, most forms of retirement income, including Social Security benefits, as well as the withdrawals from your 401ks or IRAs, are completely taxed by Uncle Sam. So starting to understand some of these different implications, one of the first one is if you're blessed enough to have a pension, that pension income is 100% fully taxed. So you have to start to look at, okay, now I've got that coming in. That's going to be a taxable source of income. I might even have some Social Security benefits that I start on. And depending on what we talk about as we go through the show, you're going to find that originally, Social Security was never intended to be taxed, but starting, I believe it was back around 1983, they started to tax Social Security benefits at various levels, depending on what's called provisional income. And so really kind of getting a grasp and understanding how your Social Security is going to be taxed. And then as we look at some of these other sources of tax that you run into, how that all kind of intertwines.
And it does. It really is all interconnected because there are some other strategies that you might decide you want to employ. And I'll just throw one out that comes to mind. Maybe you want to start doing some Roth conversions. Well, that's going to mean you have additional taxable income that may in fact impact some of these other things that you were just talking about. Maybe it increases the taxes on your Social Security. The thing that I mentioned earlier on in the opening, maybe it raises the cost of your Medicare premium. So again, planning is so important because, as you said, and this is really key, all of this is really interconnected.
And as you've gone through your working years, you understand that annual tax process, right? You get your wages, you get your W-2, and most people are trying to reduce that taxable income as much as they can. So they contribute to their 401k to reduce that current income. And, you know, maybe they have other itemized deductions outside of just the standard deduction. But when you retire and you start to think about sources of income, for example, your 401k and IRA, again, every dollar that you take out of there is taxed as ordinary income. You add that to your adjusted gross income every single year, with the exception of the Roth IRA, right?
Correct.
So the Roth IRA, you chose to pay tax as you went, and you get the tax-free benefit on the backside. But the problem is we find most of you have not taken advantage of the Roth components. And the worst thing that you can do is get into retirement and have all your money in assets that are going to cause you, every time you need money, to have more tax, because in the end, you're going to pay tax on the maximum amount of your Social Security if you do that.
And remembering with a Roth, you've got to have it for 5 years and be at least 59 and a half. So there are a couple of guidelines as well.
So we're looking at, again, Ken and Steve from Heisey Advisory Group. If you have any thoughts or questions, you want to reach out to us. If you'd like to set up a visit with us, the number is 314-328-4400. Or you can, again, reach out to us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Today, we're talking about the impact of different sources of revenue for you in your retirement and the taxation of those sources of income. And really, getting a deeper understanding that you can't just go into this blind not understanding the impact, because it's not about that retirement number that so many of you think that, you know, oh, well, once I have $1 million, or if I have $1.5 million or $2 million, whatever you think your number is, it's not about that. It's about income, and it's not about gross income. It's about net after tax income. That's the stuff you get to spend.
Yeah, what do you get to keep? Yeah, you're absolutely right. What do you get to spend? Because as we've talked about show after show, retirement planning's cornerstone is really understanding what retirement costs and how you're going to pay for it. So understanding what you're going to be able to bring home, if you want to look at it that way, and what you actually get to keep from all your sources, that's really the key, because that's what's going to pay for your retirement.
And the more that you can have for you to spend and the less that goes to Uncle Sam, I think that's probably everyone's goal, is to keep more of their money and give less of it to Uncle Sam. We have to give our fair share. Don't get me wrong. We're blessed to live in our country, and we all need to pay some taxes, but it never says that you have to pay more than your fair share. And so that's what we're trying to kind of help coach you along this process of looking at what's taxable, how that tax return is going to start to look because of where you're taking various sources of revenue. So are you really, truly aware of the future impact that taxes could have on your retirement? If you're working with an advisor, does your advisor know? Is your advisor coaching you on the tax ramifications? Have you even had a conversation with your financial advisor or even your tax professional as to what taxes are going to start to look like in retirement and how to properly set up an income plan to take advantage of taxable, tax-free, tax-deferred assets? Proper tax planning is essential to your retirement plan. That's why we make it a priority at Heisey Advisory Group to help you ensure that your personal plan is tax efficient. Don't miss out on potentially saving tens of thousands of dollars or more in taxes during your retirement. Reach out, pick up the phone, give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Just reach out, set up a time. Let's have a little visit. Let's find out what's going on in your life. Let's take a look at where you're trying to go. You may be thinking about retiring sometime soon. You may already be retired and want to have a review. But the best way to do that is to sit down face to face. You can also get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. And when we come back after the break, we'll continue talking about different sources of taxation to your retirement income.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back, Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler from Heisey Advisory Group. And we're here today talking about some different ways that your retirement income is going to get taxed. If you'd like to have a personal visit with us, reach out, pick up the phone, 314-328-4400. You can also get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. We talked a little bit about everybody loves a surprise. Surprises are fun. We like to get a surprise gift. Ladies, don't you love it when your husband brings home a bouquet of flowers and surprises you? Guys, I know I just put the pressure on, right? Because now the ladies are going to be expecting it.
Great.
So if you really want to step up the game, go out and buy a vase full of flowers and bring them home to your wife. And wives, if you want to really surprise your husbands, do the same.
Say thank you.
I mean, guys don't mind getting some flowers, do they?
I don't know any of my friends that like getting flowers, but you know, you're always the exception to the rule.
See,
so
I look at it this way. If I get flowers, they're going to be put out in the kitchen, and guess who's going to get to enjoy them?
They're like Lori's flowers.
Yeah. My wife is going to get to enjoy them. So if I got flowers, she's going to benefit from it. So why not? But the problem is there are some areas where we don't like surprises. And one of the areas that retirees are getting blindsided, and I mean blindsided, is in taxes in retirement. Even more so when they start to get at age 70 and a half. And we've talked about this repeatedly, required minimum distributions. I call them raunchy, miserable, and disgusting. The RMD, that time when the bell has rung and you have to pay the piper, whether you want the money needed or not. And the more that financial advisors tell you to keep growing those accounts and to grow them, some grow them, you know, at more aggressive rates because, again, the biggest fear is running out of money. So a lot of financial people are telling you to, you know, stay growth, stay maybe a little heavier in stocks to get better growth. But if you're doing that in your IRAs or 401ks, you're what I call the tax beast, you're feeding the beast.
Yeah, and you know, I think the general thought is that when you retire, most people thought they were going to retire in a lower tax bracket. And what we're finding today is people don't want to have a reduced standard of living. They want to live on the same or in many cases, more income than they had when they were working. So from a tax perspective, that's a little bit of a surprise. But the big sort of double surprise, the double whammy comes, as you point out, at age 70 and a half. And there are 10,000 baby boomers a day hitting 70 and a half that are getting this not so pleasant surprise about what the taxation is on their RMDs. And it's particularly sickening to some because if you don't need your RMDs to cover your spending and it's just a forced withdrawal, you're paying a lot of taxes on money that technically you don't need. And that's a real ouchie.
And another source of taxation is if you have anything that creates dividends. You know, it might be stocks, might be mutual funds, so on and so forth. If they're in a non-qualified, a general brokerage account, they're going to cause additional taxation. And the more you have in there and the more you're driving dividends in those non-qualified accounts, those are going to show up on the bottom line and be part of your adjusted gross income.
Right. Those are your 1099 items.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the ones we talk about, and we've seen a lot of it, that people really found out as they got to the end of last year. They didn't really find out until they did their tax return at the beginning of this year, was that a lot of mutual funds, when the market dropped desperately back at fourth quarter, were selling off a lot of their winners and creating capital gain distributions that the mutual fund holders had to claim on their 1099. And it really surprised a lot of people when it came time to do their taxes.
Well, it was particularly troubling last year. But for people that have owned mutual funds in non-qualified or taxable kinds of accounts, one of the frustrations has always been is that mutual funds pass through gains within the portfolio and you're getting a tax bill on capital gains on mutual funds you own, and then you go and look at your holdings and you say, well, how could this be possible? I don't even have a gain in this holding. But internal gains embedded in the portfolio get passed on to you, and that's not pleasant.
Especially when you get a capital gain distribution and you have to pay tax on it, but you look at your account statement and your account went down. In value.
That's my point,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's incredible. So let's switch gears and let's talk about maybe some of the things that that don't cause some tax problems, or that they say don't cause tax problems. Again, just to remind you, I'm Ken. Steve's with me. We're Heise Advisory Group. And you can reach out to us at 314-328-4400 or always connect on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So they say municipal bonds are tax-free. True or false?
Depends on whether you're talking about the income or potential gains on your bonds.
So if I were to just keep it at just a tax-free, I would say the answer is false.
I would probably say false, too.
And how many times have you thought of or been told municipal bonds are tax-free? So let's talk about that. What do we mean by that? Yeah, the dividends off of the municipal bonds are generally tax-free federally. Depending if you buy them here in Missouri,
correct,
you can get double tax-free and so on and so forth.
Or if you're willing to buy Puerto Rican paper, that's also double tax-free.
Yeah, be careful there, right?
Yes, you do have to be careful.
why do we not say they're tax-free? Well, number one is all of that dividend income is added back in to the calculation that determines how much of your Social Security is taxed.
And that was the provisional income calculation you were talking about.
Yep, it's called provisional income. And the more tax-free dividend yield you have from municipal bonds, it has an adverse impact on the taxation of your Social Security benefits. And then there's a couple of other ways that municipal bonds can be taxed also.
Well, and the big one is that people sort of miss out on or don't really pay close attention to. So if you own municipal bonds outright and you happen to trade your bond portfolio and you sell a bond position or a bond portfolio at a gain, so you buy it at a certain price and sell it at a higher price, that is still taxable as a capital gain. So even though the income that you were getting from that municipal bond was tax-free, either federally or both federally and state, capital gains on munis are still applicable. And so that's important to recognize.
And then there's also what's known as the de minimis tax, that if you buy the bond at a discount, any gain resulting from that discount is also taxed as ordinary income as opposed to the capital gains.
Correct.
So we've now identified there's a few areas that municipal bonds that were always thought of as tax-free aren't necessarily totally tax-free. And so if we want to look at totally tax-free, we're talking about Roth IRAs.
Totally tax-free.
Now, at this point, according to current law, your Roth IRA will never show up on your tax return. The other one is life insurance, cash value life insurance. There are strategies in some of the newer life insurance products that are tremendous for creating tax-free cash flows, again, that never show up on your tax return. And what we're really trying to get to here, folks, is to help you understand that when you build your income plan, you need to have sources of income that you can bring to the bottom line spending for yourself that don't show up on your tax return. If everything you take out shows up on your tax return, the more you want to spend and the more you need, the more tax you're going to pay. And it just becomes a revolving circle that it's hard to get out of. But you need to have assets that are tax-free. And that's why we always ask if you are truly aware of the future impact that taxes could have on your retirement. If you're working with an advisor, does your advisor know? Have you ever had the conversation with your advisor about future tax implications and how you're going to create a strategy to get more spendable money with less tax? Maybe you haven't even had the conversation with your tax professional, but proper tax planning is so essential to make your retirement plan a success. And that's why we make it a priority to help ensure that your plan is tax efficient. Please don't miss out on potentially saving tens of thousands of dollars or more. I would highly encourage you, reach out, pick up the phone, set up a visit with us. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Let's have a conversation about how your portfolio is built and what taxes could start to look like for your personal retirement.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
So as we finished that last segment, we were talking about some sources of tax-free cash flows for your retirement. And obviously the Roth IRA is one. It's very highly underutilized, in my opinion. I think a lot of you need to be doing a lot more work with Roth IRAs. I think also the concept of life insurance, and I know those two words scare a lot of people away, but let me give you an example. 11 years ago, there was no such thing as an iPhone. Smartphones really didn't exist. You didn't have the capacity of having a computer in your cell phone. You didn't have the capacity to do FaceTiming with your kids and grandkids. You didn't have the GPSs. You didn't have the level of sophistication in the cameras and the videos. So over the last 11 years, those have changed dramatically. Well, guess what happened in the life insurance business? A lot of highly educated actuaries and people that really understand the tax code have created some new life insurance designs that are really built very strongly for retirees to create cash flows that don't show up on the tax return, which is what we all want. We want cash flows that are not going to show up on our annual tax returns.
And so I think if there's a takeaway or a concrete step, something that you can start to do today, and I think you alluded to it right at the outset here, is that start looking at contributing to a Roth IRA. And if you also have a 401k plan at work, check with your people at work to see if your 401k plan has a Roth component to the 401k plan. What a great way through payroll deduction to be able to start contributing to a bucket of assets that ultimately will be tax-free to you. Keep in mind the match will still go into the deferred portion of the plan, but if you have a Roth 401k at work, that would be a way to start earmarking some funds right now through payroll deduction. Keep in mind, you'll pay tax on it, on that contribution, so make sure you know how that's going to affect your take-home pay, but that's a great way to get started.
Well, and the key to that decision is acknowledging that 15 years, 20 years down the road, taxes should be higher than they are today. If taxes are going to be higher, you are going to benefit from paying the current tax now and taking the tax-free on the back end. So where everyone else is telling you to put money in pre-tax, we're going to say, take a look at the post-tax. And if we can help you with that, the number is 314-328-4400. And have a great week. We'll be right back next week at the same time.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.